guys. My name is Abby.
And I'm Nicole.
And this is our first episode of Popinions Podcast. So we wanted to give you guys a little bit of an intro.
Yeah. So I'll go first. I'm Nicole. I am a senior at Drexel University, and I major in music industry. Pop music is my whole life. I live and breathe it. It's everything. And I currently work at Fame House as a digital marketing assistant, doing social media and other kinds of content for some super cool artists. I love my job. It's really fun. And yeah.
All right. And I'm Abby. I'm also a senior at Drexel University studying music industry. And I am currently an intern at CID Entertainment, which is a big ish company that does a lot of guest services and ticketing for all sorts of events and tours. So it's really exciting to be working for them, and I'm learning a lot. And this is our senior project.
Yeah, it is.
So at Drexel, you have to do basically a capstone where you do research and you have a big deliverable at the end of the year. So we've been researching podcasting and how music is used in podcasting. And then we're applying it here at Popinions.
Yeah. So it turns out podcasting actually has a lot to do with the music industry these days. Spotify, where plenty of people our age in college get their music from, they really do heavily rely on podcasting as another source of revenue. And they've acquired a bunch of podcasting companies, and it's actually been really effective for them as a business strategy. So that's important, you know, for our research and our studies as being students of the music industry. I think it's definitely something that's important to look into. That's why we're dedicating our whole senior year to it.
That and podcasts are a really big place for PR right now. So a lot of the shows that you might be listening to have guests that come on and they plug one of their projects, and a lot of people are interviewing musicians and plugging their albums, which is a really effective PR and marketing strategy. So we're just kind of on this little journey to see what podcasting is like and basically doing our own little thing.
Yeah. And we have a lot of opinions about pop music, hence the title of this podcast. And just in normal conversations, the opinions, they just flow out. So we figured we may as well hit record and see what comes out.
We tend to get into conversations with professors, and a lot of the time it ends in a fight-ish.
a lively discussion.
So we figured we would just record it and see what happens. And we know a lot of people have similar opinions, if not the same as us in a lot of these things. So that's where we're at. A little bit of an overview of the podcast. We're going to be putting it out, we hope, weekly with music news segments, opinion segments, and then hopefully we'll have some guests on. But since this is the first episode, we don't have a guest.
Yes, but we will very soon, and it will be great.
So we're going to get into the music news right now of today. We are recording in December. So recently Spotify Wrapped has come out. We are both big Spotify fans, Spotify users, Spotify ride or dies, and we love Spotify. And when Wrapped comes out, we get very excited.
Spotify Wrapped is actually the reason why I switched from Apple Music to Spotify, because at the end of 2017, I was really jealous of everybody getting their year-end stats, and I wanted to know mine. Of course, Apple does stats now, but they're definitely not as cool as Spotify. Spotify really goes into depth, and it's so much fun. I count down the days every year. It's so exciting. So we definitely wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, and I think it's a really cool marketing tool for Spotify as well.
Absolutely.
All these people are giving them free promotion, quite honestly.
Yeah.
So I really think that's really cool, and it's really smart. So yeah, we can jump into it. My number one artist of this year was Beyoncé, which is not a surprise for anyone, nor was it a surprise for myself because she is my life. And when she put Lemonade on Spotify, I got very excited. I do think it's probably skewed though, because her music wasn't on Spotify for a while. So I have it all downloaded on my phone, bought from iTunes. So like Lemonade I was listening to, bought from iTunes. Homecoming wasn't on Spotify. Well, it was, but some of the tracks that are on it weren't on Spotify originally, and then she added them after.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So Homecoming was like a little bridge.
Right.
I don't know. It's kind of weird, but she's my number one and says I listened to 37 hours of her. I don't know.
Who's the rest of your top five?
I have to... Okay. So my number two is Lizzo because, you know, Lizzo is...
The queen.
The queen. And I'm honestly... It's interesting with Lizzo because she obviously put her music out a while ago and then became popular when it was featured in that Netflix movie. And then now she's really, really big. So she had a lot of top listens and millions and millions of people listening to her. But her music came out in, what, 2017?
Yeah,
originally.
A lot of the hits from this year came out in 2017, which is just so funny.
Right. And that's also like a controversial thing with the Grammys because she re-released her.
Absolutely.
She re-released it all this year, but it was originally out. So the reason that she's nominated this year is because it's a deluxe version.
It's got to be deluxe. That's what it says on the website, parentheses, deluxe version.
Yeah.
And the rules around, and we'll talk about this more, but the rules around best new artist for the Grammys are very messy.
Very
publications
messy.
They often call it hairy. They're like hairy rules, like very all over the place, inconsistent, and definitely one of the places that the Grammys need to improve. But we'll talk about that.
Yeah. So my third is Maggie Rogers. Also love her. I have all women as my top artists.
Love that.
Which is really, yeah, I like that. Maggie Rogers, great. I saw her in October. She was amazing. And I'm glad she's starting to re-release music. Makes me happy to put out new singles. Ariana Grande is my number four, which I think is interesting, but I think it's because of my, I have an Ariana Grande playlist for Spin. I've used it a couple times. So I think that's it. And then Mary Morris is my number five and love Mary Morris. Girl, great album. So
great release party.
Great release party that
great
I threw.
Cupcakes.
Yeah. So, those are my top five and all women. I'm about it. What about you?
All women, two Sony artists.
Yikes.
Big yikes. So my top artist is Terror Jr., who is much less known than Beyonce, your
right.
top artist.
It's okay.
But Terror Jr. is really underrated, I think. So they have a funny story. Basically, it's these like two guys, these producers who used to produce for the Cataracts, which just every club banger from the early 2010s,
yeah.
Cataracts. Great, great production group.
It's the Cataracts.
Yeah, we love ASMR. So, and then a vocalist named Lisa. And it was really funny because they first got publicity being used in a Kylie Jenner lipstick commercial. And a lot of people heard Lisa's voice and they thought it was Kylie. So they were like, who is this band that Kylie Jenner is fronting?
Rise and Shine, am I right?
And then when the whole Rise and Shine thing happened, obviously that was funny.
Oh,
and she does not sound as good as Lisa. Lisa is a great vocalist. And anyways, their music's really, really good electropop music. Their top song, well, my top song is one of their best songs, Yamaguchi. So good. Just so catchy. So good. I'm always singing Yamaguchi.
All right.
And they're incredible, and I totally knew that they would be my top artists of the year. I kind of called it because their first full-length album came out in January, and I bumped that shit on repeat.
There we go.
And then I went back and listened to their whole discography, and then they released another EP. It's just so hooky and catchy that it's just the kind of music you put on repeat.
Mm.
So I kind of figured that I would be listening to them a lot. My next artist is Taylor Swift.
Oh, of course.
Of course. I love Taylor Swift. I have a lot of opinions about
Taylor
Swift.
We could
Taylor
just
Swift.
Do a whole episode
we
about Taylor Swift.
A whole episode, and we probably will.
Yeah.
Her name's probably going to come up a lot. This is the first of many times we're going to talk about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So as a lot of you probably know, Taylor Swift released an album in August called Lover. It's not my favorite album. But I go back and listen to Reputation and 1989 and Red and Speak Now pretty often. And now that it's Christmas, her Christmas Tree Farm, but also way back in 2007, she released the Taylor Swift Christmas collection.
That one was the country one.
Yeah.
That was very country.
Yeah. It's like really old. She looks like a Barbie on the cover of it.
Oh my God.
Very photoshopped. But yeah, so I think a lot of the reason why Taylor is my number two artist is because I was listening to Lover to try to get it to grow on me.
Ooh.
So
okay, but Cruel Summer's a bop.
Cruel Summer's a bop. No, the album has a lot of really great tracks. It really does, but it also has a lot of really bad tracks.
Yes, it does.
Me is like the worst song I've ever heard
oh
in my life.
God.
And for my sister, actually, Me was like her second top song because she was trying to get it to grow on her.
Yeah.
She was like, it will grow on me. I swear it'll grow on me.
No.
And it never did. And now it's her number two. So that sucks. But yeah, it's got a lot of bops on it. So I'm not mad at that. My third artist is Billie Eilish. It's incredible.
Ugh, we love Billie Eilish.
Love Billie Eilish so much. Her new album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? It's just, no one's doing it like her right now. No one's doing it like her. And same kind of thing where I got into her album early in the year, and then I went back and listened to her first EP and a lot of her standalone singles. And she makes me want to be Gen Z. Like, we were born on the cusp of millennial.
Yeah, no, we're Gen Z.
The millennial generation and Gen Z. And some days I feel more like a millennial. Some days I feel more like Gen Z. But when I listen to Billie Eilish, I always feel like Gen Z. And I used to think my younger cousins were so lame. And now I'm jealous of them. I'm like, guys, what's going on TikTok these days?
Oh, God. I love TikTok, though.
I love TikTok. Our next artist ruins the all-female streak. His name is Tyler, the Creator.
It's okay. We accept him.
So as much as I am a pop fan, I'm also a hip-hop fan. And I love Tyler, the Creator so much. He's probably my favorite rapper. Definitely my favorite living rapper, possibly ever. I love Tupac also.
Mm.
Yeah, and his album Igor that came out this year is incredible. It's really, really incredible. So that is probably a big reason why he's in there. And then my fifth artist is Wet.
Which I was surprised that I didn't have Wet.
I'm obsessed with Wet.
I love them.
They're incredible. So it's kind of crazy because their album that came out in 2018, Still Run.
That was my soundtrack.
I really loved it. I really did.
Yeah.
But then something randomly out of the blue this year, I was like, I should listen to their first album, which came out in 2016.
Yep.
Every day I listen to that album.
So
I'm obsessed with it.
They recorded their first album in Massachusetts.
That's right. They're from Boston, some of them.
They recorded it near where UMass is, which is like a half hour from where I'm from. And they came to the local community college and did a whole like sit-down Q&A. And so when I was commuting to New York and working for Legacy Recordings, I was listening to them a lot.
Oh my God.
Because
constantly.
All the time. And there was they were in the office one day. The one day
really?
I wasn't there. The one day that I wasn't there. And they did a performance on the rooftop and I missed it. And I was so upset.
How do you live with yourself?
I got an email from the boss at Sony Music U. So I used to be a college rep for Sony Music U. So I got an email and he was like, hey, are you going to be in the office? Like the New York team is going to this performance and I need to put on like the list how many people are coming. And I was like, no, it's a Thursday. I only come in Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Oh my God.
He was like, oh,
I would
okay.
have walked to New York for them.
And I didn't realize that it was them,
yeah,
though.
They were keeping it a secret.
They were keeping it, like, a secret because I think that they weren't signed before.
Oh, okay.
I don't know when they signed with Sony.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's a good question.
But I missed it, and that was really upsetting.
That sucks.
So, that's how I feel about Wet. They're very – I love them.
Their first album, Don't You, is
it's so good.
So incredible.
If you need sad music.
Oh my God. It's so good. It's like my favorite sad bitch music ever.
Yeah.
It
if you're
really,
in a
really
sad
is.
Moment, they're there for you.
Deadwater? Are you kidding me?
Stop. All of their songs honestly make me cry.
I know. I literally listen to this album every day, but it needs to be at home so I can sing along to it. Like, I can't listen to it at work.
It's good shower music.
Great shower music. Just simply incredible. And I think they're really
underrated.
Don't
Wanna Be Your Girl.
Oh my God.
Sad.
I like to pretend that I'm like performing that song. Like I get really into it.
There's a reason. Oh, 11 hours from Steel Run.
Right? So good. They're so underrated. Like, I feel like they should be on every decade end list. Like, if this wasn't one of the best albums of 2016, oh my God. So good. So it took me a while to get into that record. Obviously, it came out in 2016. I only really got into it this year, which is a shame. I always like forget it didn't come out in 2019. I'm like, oh, right, because of me. But
right.
I think before that, the only song off there I knew and loved was It's All in Vain. And then I think one day I just let the album keep playing because that's the first track. And I was like, wait a second, shit's fire. So that's definitely why they're my top five artists. And I listened to 42,532 minutes of music, and my top genre, you guessed it, was pop. So, and all my top songs are either by Tara Jr. or Billie Eilish. So I kind of wish they showed you like your top song for each artist.
That's a lot of analytics.
That's a lot. They already do a lot. I shouldn't ask for more.
Don't be greedy.
But yeah, don't be greedy. MP3.
Let's see. I had 52,000 minutes, I think. Hold on. I'm getting there. I'm like going through it and it says that, yeah. Okay. I had 52,863 minutes. My top genre was pop. But then my decade.
My decade's really inaccurate.
Oh, see, mine is accurate, I think.
That's cool.
My top is Beyonce, Coin.
Also interesting because her music was not.
That's what I'm saying. Because her music wasn't on Spotify for a while.
So you must have just really listened to the fuck out of her.
Well, I got very excited when it got on Spotify because that meant I could add it to playlists.
Right.
Because I'd never had her on any playlist.
But it was like, it wouldn't let you add it.
It was like 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
It was self-titled was on.
That's right. I love self-titled.
I think that was the. So it was like up until self-titled was on. So there were still like three albums that weren't on. I don't know. So I have Beyonce's top, Coin.
Nice.
I love Coin. And they
not
used
women,
to...
but.
What?
You had all women.
Oh, yeah. No, this one's not a woman. Coin is very good. They're actually new, they're starting their own record label right now.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, so
good
they
for
used
them.
To be, well, they used to be on Sony. And then I don't know what happened. And then they're not anymore. Ariana Grande. I really don't know. I think it's because.
It must be because of Spin playlists.
It might be. Or it might be because I actually liked her last two albums.
What a concept.
What a concept.
I love Ariana Grande. She's one of my favorite artists ever. And Dangerous Woman is her best album. I've sat on it for a long time. And I've decided that Dangerous Woman is her best album.
Yeah.
And 2016 was a damn good year for music.
It
Not really
was.
For anything else, but
yeah,
Blonde came out that year by Frank Ocean, great fucking record, and Dangerous Woman and Wet's album, like we were talking about before.
Opinions, and then I have Imagine Dragons because I went through a phase when I first was on Spotify because I got Spotify in 2014.
Yeah, you're like, you're OG for sure.
Yeah, so Spotify.
I'm not. I'll
right.
admit it.
So
I'm not going to pretend.
When I first started, Spotify was my original because I don't know why I picked Spotify. And
you knew.
Because I knew. And I was doing the free one, like ad-based for a while.
Yeah, I think I used it ad-based. Yeah. I had an account ad-based and then I just kind of like used it when I wanted to just listen to one song.
Right.
But I still bought albums on iTunes for
a while. Same. And so I was making all my playlists on iTunes. I was doing all that. So I must have really started listening to Imagine Dragons on Spotify because they're on here. And then Lizzo's on here too. But it's weird because I didn't start listening to Lizzo until this year, really.
So again, you must have just listened
but
to
I did a deep
a
dive
right.
back.
Right.
And I was listening to her a lot.
Right.
And then all of my top songs are songs that have been in my playlists for Spin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But one thing that I found funny that's not on here is One Direction.
Same with me with Justin.
And I think it's because we bought all of their music.
Yeah. Well, this is a really lame thing to admit, but I do this thing where with my favorite artists, I actually don't listen to their music a lot because I have a really like emotional attachment to it. Like yesterday I was listening to Channel Orange, which is arguably my favorite album of the decade and of all time. And I literally cried through the whole thing. So, like, if that just comes on the subway, I'm not looking so stable emotionally. So I try not to listen to it. And it's the same thing with Justin's music. He's everything. He's my day one. I'm wearing his Purpose Store pants right now, actually. And I actually don't listen to his music super often because if I hear Mark My Words, I will start bawling.
Oh my God.
I will. If I'm okay,
but
annoying,
he's got a lot of bops.
You want me to shut? No, yeah, that's true. I'll listen to the bops, I guess. But I don't know. I'm the type of person who listens to a full album back to back.
Yeah,
so, like,
same.
So front to back, I guess. So like, or whatever order. No. So like, I don't know. I won't just like listen to Sorry and like be done with it. I'll like listen to the full album, which means I'm gonna cry. I'm a Cancer, so I'm really emotional. And but yeah, no, but these days I'm listening to Under the Mistletoe because it's Christmas season. I'm listening to a ton of Christmas music right now. Christmas and Chill, amazing. Kacey Musgraves' Christmas album, incredible. And but yeah, anyways.
Glittery.
It's so good.
Ooh. I haven't really watched her special yet.
Oh, really?
Because I'm gonna save it and watch it with my mom.
Yeah, I watched it with my sister. It was really fun.
Because my mom, for some reason, her favorite Christmas movie is Elf.
Yeah, I think my dad likes Elf too. Parents like that movie.
Yeah, so she wants us to watch Elf. And I was like, if we're gonna watch Elf, then we're gonna watch the Kacey Musgraves. Yeah.
They both have Zooey Deschanel in them.
They do.
Yeah.
And also Dan from Schitt's Creek.
Oh my God. He was the best part of the special. He was. Get excited because he literally was the highlight of the whole thing. He was hilarious. Oh my gosh. Really funny. But anyways, yeah. So that's why I think I don't have a lot of like, I don't have Justin or Frank Ocean in my like top five. Right. I have them in my like top 100.
Oh, on that playlist.
Songs, but you know, obviously that's a much wider kind of catch net. So yeah, that's just me. I know a lot of people probably looked at it and were expecting all my top songs to be like baby remix. Like
I wasn't.
Well, you know me better than most. But yeah, so that's my reason is because I'm an emo sad bitch, TM, and
it's okay.
Yeah,
okay. I just think I've been looking on Twitter at the Spotify Wrapped. And there are a lot of people that have been tweeting about it because their stats are off because they listen to White Noise.
And
To fall asleep. So I think it's funny that that's happening.
Yeah.
And then that's not an accurate representation of what they actually listen to.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
But it's all from what you listen to.
Yeah. Their top artists will be like peaceful ocean sounds or something. And you listen to like a bajillion hours of them.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder if I'm no like data person for that. We should definitely get my sister. She's into data. But I feel like there has to be some sort of way to like eliminate those from the whatever code they're using. Like eliminate those kinds of artists. Or maybe people do want them in there because it's funny. But
yeah, I don't know that that's – they're not going to spend time going through and recoding it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But often if somebody sends me a song that I just, like, know I won't like, which sounds really annoying, but some people, like, I don't know, we just don't have the same taste in music, but they know I love music, so they'll send me a song, and I'll be like, yeah, I listened to it, but – it's going to ruin my algorithm.
Not one song is going to ruin
your
algorithm.
Every once in a while I do it, but I have to really like you. And my dad will be like, put on Jethro Tull. And I'm like, no, you can get Spotify and you can put on Jethro Tull, but you are going to ruin my algorithm if you do that. He wants to like sign in.
That's funny.
Yeah, I saw a lot of other people tweeting about that too. They were like, oh, my little brother signed into my account and now Post Malone is my number one artist. And I'm like, listen, that's not the worst thing, okay?
Right.
Post Malone is not so bad.
No, it's really not. I just think people are – it's like a big bragging situation.
Yeah, exactly. Before the, you know, whole Unwrapped thing dropped, I just looked up the term Spotify Unwrapped on Twitter to see what people were saying. And every single tweet was like, I'm so nervous. I'm ready to be embarrassed. I'm ready to be exposed. And I was like, you should, unless you're one of those people who has like White Noise or like Frozen because you have children, you should be proud of the music you listen to. I know I am. I'm not ashamed.
I just don't understand why people, I think it's because the whole popular music situation.
Yeah.
And people think that you, in order to be cool, you have to listen to certain people.
And you have to hate pop music, which right. is why we're fighting that stereotype.
Exactly.
Because pop music's amazing.
And I'm going to be here to say, like, yeah, my top person that I listened to was Beyonce, and I'm fine with that.
Right, exactly.
And I like that.
My second top is Taylor Swift, and I would have it no other way.
Right. So I just don't like the whole hierarchy saying,
yeah,
I'm better than you because I listen to Tame Impala and you listen yeah. to Justin Bieber.
Well, that's the thing. People were posting, are posting jokes. They're like, people who say, you know, oh, I'm so different. You wouldn't really understand my music taste. Their Spotify rap be like Rex Orange County, the 1975
right.
like Frank Ocean, which is funny because I actually do love Frank Ocean. So I don't want to be one of those people who sounds pretentious. I love
right.
him and I don't care if you don't love him. Like, we all have our own tastes, and I absolutely hate the stereotype that pop music is lesser or not worthy or something. I'm
exactly.
actually surprised and a little bit disappointed that neither Charlie XCX nor Kim Petras were in my top five artists, because I love those girls. Like, they're my family, and I saw them both live these past few months, and whew. They're incredible.
Yeah.
And I listened to them a shit ton, so I'm surprised. I think if it was like top seven artists, they would be
right,
in
they,
there.
They might be exactly.
They're probably
right
in my top 10. Yeah. I wonder who do you think would be in your top 10 if there were five other artists?
I think Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I think I don't know. I honestly listened to a lot of EDM remixes for Spin.
Yeah.
So I do think that those would come up
and
it'd be skewed. I'm surprised
yeah.
Ed Sheeran wasn't in my decade, but I think it's also because I bought all his music.
Yeah. I think that's the same
right.
thing that we're running into.
Right.
Well, Carly Rae Jepsen's in here. Ali X, so underrated.
Oh, Noted? You know Noted? N-O-T-D?
No.
It's like a DJ.
Oh.
And I use a lot of his remixes. I think it's a duo. I think.
Yeah.
And I use a lot of them. Oh, Arizona. They opened for Coin when I saw Coin back in 2017. They're really good.
Oh, I have one Maggie Rogers song in here. Sorry.
Really?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I showed Arizona to Josh, my boyfriend Josh, and he has Arizona as his number one for the year.
Aww,
which I think is really funny. It's funny.
That's so cute. Yeah.
Khalid would be up there.
Khalid. Can we talk about Khalid? I have a theory that they used Khalid as the, like, I don't know, the placeholder when they were creating the algorithm to do this, and then forgot to take him out in some cases, because I felt like a ton of people were saying, why is Khalid, you know, my third top artist and I've never listened to his music in my life? I feel like it's a stretch. It's a conspiracy theory. I'll admit it. But someone at work said that. They're like, I have no disrespect, but I've never listened to Khalid before.
Interesting.
And here he is in my top five. And I feel like I've seen a lot of other people say that on Twitter and elsewhere. So let's get to it.
All right. So I think we'll wrap up our Spotify conversation there.
Yeah, it was a good conversation.
Yeah.
And
not spawned, but also sponsored, because we're recording on Anchor.
Yeah. Love and Anchor. Shouts to Anchor.
Anchor is owned by Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is going to be on Spotify.
Yeah.
This podcast.
Yeah, it will. And you're
and
probably listening
else.
To it on Spotify.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into some music news.
Yeah.
Some other music news, I guess. A big thing that was announced today, which is December 9th, Ivy Park is coming back.
Woo-hoo.
Speaking of Beyonce, my love, if you don't know, Ivy Park is Beyonce's active wear line,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
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 Athleisure.
Yeah. Athleisure.
Yeah.
We love
athleisure. And she posted on Instagram a bunch of stagnant posts of the marketing campaign. One of them is like her hair, and it says Ivy Park in her braids, which I think is really cool.
Amazing. No one's doing it like her.
Honestly, she's a real artist. And then another one was like a grill that said Ivy Park. Another one was
it was a six grid post.
One of them was an earring like across her ear that said Ivy Park. One of them was a shoe. So I'm wondering if she's doing a collab with Adidas because it was the three. It looks like they're Stan Smith's or something on that wavelength.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. I don't own anything Ivy Park, but I'm always open to it. I'm a big Lululemon ride or die girl. So, you know, if it looks like the colors are going to be maroon and I'm into that, maroon, white, and gray.
I love maroon.
Into it. So I'm excited for Beyonce.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I guess I've never actually looked, but it must all be expensive stuff.
I don't think it's that expensive because seen it at Nordstrom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. In that case, why the hell don't I own some Ivy Park stuff?
I don't know. I know I've seen it at Nordstrom before. Yeah. And I've always looked at it and just never bought it, which I didn't understand. So I guess, okay. So I looked up the press release. So in April, they announced a collaboration with Adidas.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that's definitely they look like Adidas shoes.
But they say Ivy Park on them.
Right.
So
on the Ivy Park website, it says Adidas and Beyonce announce iconic partnership.
It's already iconic.
So it's already iconic, which it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that, especially for someone who's super into athleisure. And I think Elle did an article about it, and that's really interesting because Beyonce doesn't really do any interviews like that, but it looks like they did a full interview with her. I'm looking at it right now.
I have to read it.
Yeah, this and it's like big. A whole photo shoot. She's in a laundromat. She is in a wig shop. She is – and then – or she – it's not her. No, it is her. I'm confused. It's her in a 7-Eleven.
Ooh, in like a bodega, the song.
Right, in a bodega with a sweatshirt and then a dress under it. I'm confused. But
whatever she does, she does it.
Whatever she does, she does it good. So it's a whole interview on Elle. So definitely check that out. And it looks like she's wearing all the Ivy Park stuff maybe because there's like a parka and some leggings and shoes and stuff it looks like. So that's really awesome.
Very exciting. And we're seeing that a lot. Also, I'm thinking about Rihanna.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
People who kind of have basically dominated music in every way possible and now are moving on to other industries like fashion.
Rihanna's the queen of that.
She is. I know a lot of her fans are like, it's like bittersweet. Like they love all she's doing with Fenty Beauty and all of her lines and everything, but they want music, which I totally understand. I mean, Justin's basically doing that too with his Drew stuff.
With Drew.
And not releasing music in over
Well, he's
years.
Going to.
He's going to. I was going to maybe mention that. He tweeted like 2020, which is super vague.
Are we going to talk about his thirsty Instagram post that was like...
Oh my God. So everyone was comparing it to Rita Ora's iconic, I'll release a song if I get 10K retweets or whatever.
Right.
And then I pointed out on ATRL that the difference between Justin and Rita Ora is that Rita Ora tweeted after... I was hacked. I'm not going to release anything until I feel ready. At least Justin accepted defeat.
And owned up to it.
And just moved on and was like, all right, I see how it is.
It was thirst trap.
It was a thirst trap, but like also it was a really ugly picture. It was like
bright
pink. Like if he posted a picture of his abs or something, would be having a different
conversation. Give us a Bieber family, a Calvin Klein ad.
Yes, please. Yes, please. I mean, the Calvin Klein stuff is honestly what relaunched its career in 2015.
Totally.
I could write a thesis on that.
Oh my God.
But he tweeted yesterday, like, what are your top five songs from my This Is Justin Bieber playlist on Spotify? And then today he like replied to it with saying like, there's a reason I'm asking you guys. What did he say? I'm asking for a reason. Listen through the list and tell me your favorites. Hashtag 2020. And I replied with this gif of Cardi B saying, what was the reason? Because I need to know the reason. Are you making a set list for a tour maybe? In which case I better save up. It's really, really exciting stuff. But yeah, he hasn't released music in over 4 years. And it's stressing me out. Because I miss his cute ass and I love him. and you're being fed by your faves.
Yeah, Harry Styles is releasing music. Well, can we need a moment to talk about Liam Payne, because I've disowned Liam Payne.
So my best friend from high school, shout out to Ashley, she was a directioner.
Yeah.
Classic directioner, you know, had an account, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
We love
it. She was a Nary girl, so.
Oh, yep,
Niall,
same.
Harry.
Same.
Oh, yeah, you guys should meet.
Same.
And so she always hated Liam. Like, she was like, I love One Direction, but she hated Liam. She was like, if Liam asked me to marry him, like, in the fan fictions where your mom sells you to One Direction to be a slave. She's like, I would not. If it were any of them, I would, but if it were Liam, I would not. And I was like, that's questionable, because Louis is not the tea.
No.
Zayn is hot.
Zayn's first album was good. Zayn's second album was a disappointment.
I agree 100%. Same opinion right there. Pillow Talk slaps, and a lot of other songs on.
Like I Would slaps.
Oh my God. So good.
What's Icarus Falls,
Truth,
not
I think
good.
Is the song on his first album that maybe. I love. It's like a deep cut, so
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
And but yeah, his second album just got really predictable and
yeah, like, it was boring. I didn't yeah, it was fine.
But he is the only One Direction dude with a number one single.
So oh, fair.
But that's because of all the hype, you know, he was the first one to leave.
Right. I think this out like Fine Line's gonna do really well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Harry's really successful by
oh, he's
the numbers too.
Very
he has
successful.
Multiple top five singles.
Yeah.
So I mean that's nothing to like scoff at, just
yeah.
technically.
I just think this Liam Payne, we need to talk about it. Liam Payne's LP1, his album.
So stupid. I hate that.
It's bad. Okay, it's bad for multiple reasons. It's bad because all of the singles he released are tracks on it. So there's really no new. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs out of the 17 that have already been released.
How do you even know
seven.
That? I am not following
seven songs. Strip
all.
That Down came out already. For
oh
You
God,
with
that
Rita.
Came out so long
that came
ago.
Out like 2 years ago. For You with Rita Ora. Familiar with J Balvin. Polaroid with Jonas Blue and Lennon Stella. I like that one because I love Lennon Stella. Get Low with Zed. Bedroom Floor. All I Want for Christmas is a fucking cover. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't go on this album. This is not a Christmas album. Do not do that.
Yeah, really. I mean, I love a Christmas album, but you can't just like mash together your debut and your Christmas album. You have to pick and choose.
No. And then he puts out a song called Both Ways. And Twitter was up in arms about Both Ways.
Is that the offensive one?
That's the offensive
I
one.
Didn't
so
listen
the
to
whole
it.
Song is about him like hooking up with a bisexual woman and then having like threesomes, and that's the whole song.
Men,
yeah, it's like white men need to not like. I just
oh my God, I just looked up the lyrics.
The lyrics are awful.
Wow, that's disgusting.
The lyrics are really
gross.
Bad.
I was gonna read them. I don't feel comfortable
no,
doing
don't.
That anymore.
And I didn't even listen to it, and then I listened to it yesterday because I was telling Josh about it, and he's like, "Oh, we have to listen to it." It's bad.
Man's like,
it's bad.
Man is
so honestly, we don't give. After this, we are not talking about him. Also, his merch is ugly.
Can I just say one more thing that I think is funny? So
what?
The whole LP1 thing pisses
yeah.
me off so much because that used to be, and still kind of is, that's stan language.
Yeah.
People used to use, you know,
yeah.
when they were like, you know, like, when is Britney Spears' 10th album coming out? They'd be like, where is
BS10?
Actually, I think the first person to start it was Rihanna. Because
maybe.
On Unapologetic, her 7th album that came out in 2012, it says R7 on the cover. Because if you recall, she's, like, covered in words.
Yeah.
And one of those words in small print is R7. And then before Anti came out, you know, she dropped a lot of singles. So everybody was like, where's R8? Which I always read as rate.
Right.
But no, it's R8. And so a lot of people started doing that, like – TS5 is like 1989.
Right.
And so I think the first artist to actually name their album like that was Little Mix. They released
LM5,
which is so embarrassing. And I would say that for Liam Payne, his is the only one that works because LP1, it actually is
his initials.
Yeah, and it actually is his first LP,
right.
If you think about it. But I think that he didn't do that intentionally because he seems really dumb to me. He's so like, dumb. I can't give him credit for it. I would be like, oh, clever. But I just know. I just see right through it.
Yeah.
So what record I hate that.
Honestly, what record label is he on?
Good question. Let's see. He is on Capitol, which is the same label that Universal. Niall is on, which is under Universal.
It's under Universal.
So that's interesting because Zayn and Harry are on
Sony,
right? Mm-hmm. And then who's the last one? Louis?
Louis on Arista.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was a recent thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So 3 out of 5 are on Sony where they started.
Right, because One Direction as a group was on was on Sony. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do want to talk about Fine Line because I'm excited. Yes. It comes out next week.
Let's talk.
And Harry released the Adore You music video.
Shit's crazy.
And the marketing plan for this was insane. I think I saw a video about it. There was a video that this guy posted and he's like, I keep getting these ads for Aroda. He's like, this place doesn't exist. It's not on a map. And there's a video of him going over it. And I thought, oh, maybe.
There was a giant Twitter thread.
Right. And I thought, oh, maybe it's someone's project. Maybe it's a school project. They had to make a Twitter account. Yeah, they said
maybe someone was applying for a job and they needed to make this as like an example of the work they can do making a website.
But then it got verified.
Oh my
God. The Twitter account's verified.
Right.
So then it got verified and people were like, what is going on? And then this week, they're tweeting about Harry Styles. And so everyone's freaking out. And then the music video came out. And then it's a whole like thing about this music video takes place on this island.
And Aroda is a door backwards. And so the song's Adore You, which
the music video is, it's a joke. Like it's,
yeah.
But the marketing plan, like, I gotta give it to Columbia. It was trending on Twitter. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's, I just think it's hilarious.
It reminds me.
And, like, the music video is so funny. Like, it's just funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's, and it got a lot of press, a lot of news.
I mean, it's a great way to get press.
It's a really good way to do it.
I mean, they say all the time these days there's so much content. Everybody's on social media. How do you stand out? Great example of how to stand out.
Right. So now I'm wondering if people are going to start doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
Following. Yeah. And I mean, Harry Styles did it first.
Yeah. It reminds me of a campaign a young Justin Bieber did in 2012.
Yeah.
For his music video for Beauty and a Beat.
Oh.
And anybody who knew me in high school, like, I was really shook by what happened. And I still kind of am. So basically, one day he was on tour at the time and he got on and he was like, he got on Twitter and he was like, my laptop was stolen and it had all this footage on it that's secret and personal. Let me tell it.
Okay, I remember this.
It was iconic. And this was 2012. So yeah,
this was back when I was in, like, the One Direction Justin Bieber vortex.
Like the world. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 2012. That was the peak of that. All the VMAs that year. Don't even get me started.
Stan culture was wild.
It really was. It was like war flashbacks. So basically, this account out of nowhere popped up and it was an egg account, which they don't even have them anymore. But back in the day when you didn't have a profile picture on Twitter, it was an egg because it's all bird themed. And it was an egg account called like Gexwe or something, like just random letters.
Yeah, something
and,
like that.
I wonder if it still exists. And they were like, I have your stuff, Justin, and I'm gonna leak it and your career is gonna be over. You do not want to miss this. And everyone was like, okay, this is clearly bullshit. But then Justin tweeted this account and was like, I don't care what you do, my believers will love me forever no matter what. I'm cringing so hard. and I was like really pissed. Like my friends would like see me at school and they were like, what's wrong? And I was like, someone stole Justin's stuff. This is an outrage and every politician in America needs to make this priority number
Call
one.
Obama.
Call Obama right now. This needs to be fixed. And he was busy running for re-election.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it turned out that the video that this account posted was just the Beauty and a Beat video. But the beginning, it looked like it was like stolen footage.
Right.
And then Justin directed it and filmed it. And it was like selfie view. He was like going around a water park.
Yes.
And I just miss those days so much.
Yeah.
It came out at like noon on like a Friday or something. So I was at school and I was in the cafeteria and everyone was like, someone needs to shut this girl up. Like, she is screaming right now.
I remember.
And I was, like, screaming.
Yeah, I remember stuff like that.
This is genius. I honestly think that's why I want to get into the music industry. I was like, I want to do shit like this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
It was me in the bathroom when One Direction shit would come out. Or I'd wake up early because it'd come out in the UK first.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I'd wake up, I'd, like, set an alarm for, like, 5 a.m., get up and, like, go on Twitter and be like, who's leaking it?
Yeah. Well, didn't they also have 1D Day?
They did have 1D Day.
Wasn't that at least on a weekend?
It was, yeah, it was a Saturday in November. Nice. It was, like, November 23rd. It was, like, right before or right after Thanksgiving. And it was a full day of streaming. And I remember I had it on my TV because I plugged the computer into the TV, or we had a streaming TV then. It was in 2014, I'm pretty sure.
Really, like, ahead of the curve.
Yeah,
there.
I think so. I just remember it being on the TV. And I remember my mom was like, we have to go. And I was like, Mom, I'm not leaving.
I'm never
they
leaving.
They're on my
couch.
TV right now. And she was like, no, we have to leave. Like, we're going to your aunt's. And I was like, no.
You have a dentist appointment.
I was like, no, I'm not going.
I love that. That makes me so happy.
I didn't have an iPhone.
We could have been out there, like, doing drugs, getting pregnant. Like, no, we just loved our babes.
Yeah, I was 16.
We were so innocent.
Yeah. No, it's funny. Yeah, I was spending all my babysitting money on One Direction tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, did I do that again and bought tickets to see Harry Styles? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. I was there.
During class.
We're not the only one.
Bad habits never die.
Nope. I always say, I'm like, I will be 99 years old, my last breath, and I will be like, I love Justin Bieber with my last breath.
Yeah.
And I don't care who knows it.
I mean, another music news thing that happened was Juice WRLD died.
Oh, yeah. That was really
like yesterday.
Sad. Yeah.
Which is really sad.
Really,
he was our age. He was 21.
Yeah, that freaked me out when I saw it. Yeah. It was like 1998 to 2019.
Yeah.
I really started panicking.
And he had a seizure in like the Chicago airport.
Yeah.
And then they brought him to the hospital and he died. And the only thing that I can say is like, don't do drugs.
Yeah, I know. It's really tragic.
And a lot of people are like, well, he only smoked weed. I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there have been a lot of rappers lately like dying really young.
Yeah,
Mac Miller still shakes me to my core.
Yeah.
I'm still not over that.
Yeah.
It really, really messes with me. It's truly tragic, and I truly hope he rests in peace. And
I think I felt that more because Mac Miller was like when we were in middle school, high school.
Yeah, that's true.
Juice WRLD, I didn't listen to.
Right, he's what the middle schoolers listen to now.
Right, so I didn't, like, I knew who he was. I know
right.
he's
no,
very, very...
know much about him
yeah.
like other than his big hits, but
right.
it doesn't really matter to me. Like, it was tragic and
yeah.
I'm just not okay with it. Yeah, please take care of yourselves
right
out there.
Don't do drugs
and check on your friends.
Yeah,
because that's really sad. So
yeah that's yeah
it's a sad note.
It is a sad
should
note.
We talk about a happy note next?
Sure.
So let's get to it.
All right, so we're going to switch it back to a little bit of a happier note.
Yes. So also today, I believe it was today, which is December 9th again, Golden Globe noms came out.
Yes,
and it's a big, big day for music because a lot of our favorite musicians were nominated, including Taylor Swift. She got a nomination for Beautiful Ghosts, which is the song from Cats, which she will be in.
Oh,
out
cats.
Around Christmas. I don't think I'll be seeing it. Even
I will not be seeing it.
Because when I was young and still now, Cats scared the shit out of me.
It's really creepy.
There was a commercial for it before Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, yes.
And
classic.
It really scared the shit out of me. My mom would have to like cover my eyes, so I'm not going to see it. But the song's good and it got
right.
nominated for
yep.
Best Original Song.
Yep.
And Elton John got nominated as well for a song that presumably he wrote for his own biopic,
right?
Rocket Man, and lyrics by Bernie Taupin. That's cute. That's his longtime collaborator. We also have Beyonce, our
yes,
girl.
We
she
do.
Got nominated for Spirit from The Lion King. I mean,
yes,
that was a big deal. The Lion King, like that, really.
The album she put out with The Lion King was very good.
Yeah, I think so too. Like the companion album was
yes.
it called? Yeah, so that was really cool. I mean, I love that concept of doing not just a soundtrack but also a companion album.
And it had a lot of really great people on it.
Right. A lot of African musicians, right?
Yes.
Love that. There's so many great African musicians that I hadn't heard of before I listened to that. Yeah.
So that was really exciting. And it's also, the film is also nominated for Best Animated Feature Film.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah, like, I guess I was only looking at the nominations of, like, musicians, but that's
original
really cool
song
too.
For motion picture. Yeah.
Right.
Into the Unknown from Frozen 2. Haven't seen Frozen 2.
Me either. Don't plan on it.
Don't plan
because
on
I'm
it.
I'm not 5 years old.
I will say Kristen Bell. Love her.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Love her.
Idina Menzel. Adele Dazeem. Love her.
Yeah. That's all I know. From that, I guess some of the ones that weren't, I'm looking at the Washington Post analysis.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the songs that weren't nominated but would be, like, runners-up, I guess, was from the Beatles, from the movie Yesterday.
Oh, Yesterday, yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. Was there original music in that?
I think so. I think it was all original music.
But wasn't it Beatles music?
Yeah. It was a movie
and
about...
And that counts as an original song.
Maybe. I don't know.
I definitely know more about Grammy rules than Globe rules.
I don't know.
And that's okay. We're just excited for Taylor and Beyonce and Elton John and all the other wonderful people who got nominated.
I will say my opinion about the Elton John one is that I feel like it's weird to direct your own biopic.
Yeah, because it definitely creates a bias.
Right. So I think that it's kind of a weird thing to be doing a biopic when you're alive.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, people say the reverse thing, like, about the Queen one. They were like, oh, you don't know if, like, Freddie Mercury would want to be, you know, portrayed this way.
Yes.
So you could kind of make that argument either way. When is the best time to make a biopic?
I don't know.
When
I feel
someone's, like, alive,
weird.
But a vegetable? Like, what is
I don't know.
Right
it's a
way?
Weird thing, biopics. Yeah. Because it's really
it
just a boost for catalog.
Exactly.
It's basically
Love
him
catalog.
Saying, I'm not putting effort into new music, but I'm putting effort
revenue.
Into my old music, which makes more money.
Yeah, exactly.
Because catalog is the money maker.
It makes so much money because it's like no work,
right.
all money.
Yeah.
is the dream.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. So, yeah. And also just in terms of movies, like everything these days, I feel like is a sequel, a remake, or a biopic. And I love a good music biopic. Straight Outta Compton. It's probably one of my favorite films ever. I watch it, like, pretty often, like, a couple times a year.
Oh.
I love Straight Outta Compton.
All right.
So good. And, you know, so that's great. But I really wish that they would make, like, more original movies.
You know.
Like, Lady Bird. I was, like, original.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's great. And I want more of that. So, but that's opinions on a different entertainment industry. So.
That is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's. Do you have any other things to say about Golden Globes?
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
All right. So I think we'll wrap up today's episode here. Thank you guys for listening to our first episode. Make sure you're following us on social media at PopPinionsPod on Instagram and at PopPinionsPodcast on Twitter.
Yeah.
And let us know what you think. We're always looking for feedback.
Yeah, we love reviews. Leave reviews. Leave ratings, all that good stuff.
And also because this is basically a trial and error situation, we really want to know what you think. If you want to hear certain things, if you want to tell us not to do this anymore, we're still going to do it. And yeah, so we're super excited to be starting this journey. And we hope you guys come back for the next episode. So thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
What the what's next? Go and cash your bad checks. In your pocket, you bought a big hat, but you lost it. Cash in, cash out while you still can. So you waste time on your big dream, then you get scammed by a TV. Drop in, drop out, it's a good plan. Soft call, summer tan, racking up. Gonna do next? Go and cash a bad check. We're down and out, baby. I don't care. I wanna feel. kids try to act mean. Crawling through the city on the hands and knees. You spent a bad year in the wrong bed. Start a new life where you play dead. So what you gonna do next? Go and cash a bad check. We're down and out, baby, I don't care. I wanna feel like a millionaire. So let's get to it.
And use it. If you don't, no problem. Just have your checking account number ready when you call.
We're down and out, baby, I don't care. I wanna feel like a millionaire. We're down and out, baby, I don't care. Going cash your bad checks.